wanna go by demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be one child born in a world to carry on, to carry on.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Presidents Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump will meet in Alaska Friday to talk about ending the war in Ukraine. The BBC's Neil Nunez reports from European leaders' reaction.
European allies of Ukraine have urged more pressure on Russia ahead of Friday's summit between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. A joint statement by the EU Commission, Britain, and other countries stressed a commitment to Ukraine's sovereignty. Earlier, President Zelensky ruled out surrendering land to Russia in exchange for peace. He said he had spent Saturday coordinating a response with European allies.
In a statement posted to Telegram, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said any peace deal excluding Kyiv would lead to, quote, deadly solutions. The UN Security Council has planned a rare Sunday meeting to discuss Israel's recently approved plans to seize control at Gaza City. CBS News correspondent Deborah Potta has more.
Well over 500,000 Palestinians call Gaza City home. They are facing yet another forced evacuation.
I'm worried about my family. I'm scared the attack might be even harder than before. It's a terrifying situation with no food and no water.
Every meal, no matter how meager, is precious. Each day, a struggle for survival.
Over 36 wildfires are burning across 9 states in the western U.S. CBS News meteorologist Andrew Kozak is following.
Wildfires causing a lot of problems. The smoke in the air, and we're not going to see a lot of this really change over the course of the next few days. Very dry ground, winds anywhere between 15 and 20 miles per hour, and no measurable rain really in the forecast. I did mention the smoke, and that's going to continue to be a concern across areas like Los Padres National Forest. Some of that really bad air quality already making it as far inland as areas like Burbank, California. They're going to see and smell the smoke. Heat is also going to be a big deal.
After nearly 150 days in space, a safe water landing for SpaceX Crew 10. CBS News space consultant Bill Hardwood reports.
During their 5-month mission, Crew 10 carried out a full slate of research and space station maintenance. Commander Ann McLean and pilot Nicole Ayers even staged a spacewalk to install supports for new solar arrays.
Jen Powell is officially in the baseball history books as the first woman to serve as an umpire in a major league game. In between a doubleheader Saturday between the Marlins and Braves, she spoke to reporters about the excitement surrounding her accomplishment.
Wow, just incredible. Like, dream came true. Like, the dream actually came true. I'm still living in it, and I'm just so grateful.
This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
10% of Americans on GLP-1s, restaurants are giving them tiny meal options.
Here in New York, Clinton Hall introduced its teeny weeny mini meal. For $8, you get a bite-sized 2-ounce burger and 1.5 ounces of fries with a mini beer, margarita, or wine. The owner tells the New York Times he always seems to be with someone taking Ozempic or Mounjaro. You have 1 or 2 bites, couple of sips, and they're done. At Lula's, you can get 9 snack-sized items for $28. That includes a bite-sized slice of focaccia. A managing partner of the restaurant's hospitality group tells The Times many on GLP-1s don't want to eat out. He says just because you're on the medication doesn't make you rich. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News, New York.
Millennials were the first to get on dating apps. Now they're the first to get off them, according to Beresford Research. They're choosing to meet face-to-face, so in-person dating events are on the rise. Cooper Lawrence, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong. Warm and muggy with lows in the low 60s. And more clouds around for tomorrow. Still the chance of showers and storms. Highs in the mid 80s. More rain possible again on Monday. It's 71 right now.
Working my way back to you, babe. With a Radio Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've gotta say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me.
Sleep from your eyes. Your smile is sweeter than the morning, and I hear it come. It's love. And now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me my love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire.
think it's love. And I think it's love.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
News and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
Money, cousin.
News and Timeless Hits. WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Some
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Over 3 dozen wildfires are burning across 9 states in the western U.S. CBS News reporter Andres Gutierrez reports.
Weary fire crews put out hotspots, gaining the upper hand on the Canyon Fire, which exploded to more than 5,000 acres in less than 24 hours, forcing thousands to evacuate in L.A. and Ventura counties.
My son kept calling, telling me to get out of here.
President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin plan to meet Friday in Alaska to discuss the war in Ukraine. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will need input. CBS News White House reporter Willie James Inman has more.
The president said Ukraine may have to give up some territory if there's going to be a ceasefire.
You're looking at territory that's been fought over for 3.5 years. We're actually looking to get some back. And some swapping. It's complicated.
Putin wants all the Ukrainian land captured in its invasion and then some.
Хто з Росією знає?